I love that too. So for this one, I felt the story doesn't ask for a child. In a way, it does actually ask for grown-up heroes. So Jake and Will, when we meet them in the second chapter, are 23 and 19. But in the very first chapter, we get a glimpse of how Jacob became what he will see him to be in the rest of the book. So it's called Once Upon a Time. The night breathed through the apartment like a dark animal. The ticking of a clock, the groan on the floorboard as he slipped out of his room. All was drowned by the silence. But Jacob loved the night. He felt it on his skin like a promise, like a cloak woven from freedom and danger. Outside, the stars were paled by the glaring lights of the city, and the large apartment was stained with his mother's sorrow. She did not wake as Jacob stole into her room, even when he carefully opened the drawer of the bedside door. The key lay right next to the pills that had been sleeping. Its cool metal nestled in his hand as he stepped back out into the dark corridor. There was still a light burning in his brother's room. Will was afraid of the dark, and Jacob made sure he was fast asleep before unlocking the door to their father's study. Their mother had not entered there since his disappearance, but for Jacob, this was not the first time he had sneaked into the empty room to search for the answers she did not want to give. It still looked as if John Reckless had last sat in his desk chair less than an hour ago, instead of more than a year. The sweater he had worn so often hung over the chair, and a used tea bag was desiccating on a plate next to his calendar, which still showed the weeks of the previous year. Jacob wrote it with his finger on the fogged up window, on the dusty desk and on the glass of the cabinet that still held the old pistols his father had collected. But the room remained silent and empty. He was 12 and no longer had a father. Jacob kicked at the door as he had searched in vain for so many nights. In a silent rage, he yanked the books and magazines from the shelves, tore down the model airplanes that hung over the desk, ashamed at how proud he had once been when his father allowed him to paint around the red orange. Come back! He wanted to scream it through the streets that cut their gleaming path from the city block 7 stories below. Scream it at the 1,000 windows that punched squares of light into the night. The sheet of paper slipped out of a book on aircraft watch. Jacob only picked it up because he thought he recognized his father's handwriting. Though he quickly realized his error. Symbols and equations. A sketch of a people. A sun. 2 moons. None of it made any sense. Except for the one sentence he spotted on the reverse side. The mirror will open only for he who cannot see himself. Jacob turned around. And his glance was met by his own reflection. The mirror. He still remembered very well the day his father had mounted it on the wall. It hung between the shelves like a shimmering eye, a glassy abyss that cast back a warped reflection of everything John Reckless had left behind. His desk, the old pistols, his books, and his eldest son. The glass was so uneven one could barely recognize one's own reflection, and it was darker than other mirrors. But the rose tendrils winding across the silver frame looked so real, they seemed ready to wilt at any moment. The mirror would open only for he who cannot see himself. Jacob closed his eyes. He turned his back to the mirror. Hell fell behind the frame for some kind of lock or latch. Nothing. Only his reflection was looking him straight in the eye. It took quite a while before Jacob understood. His hand was barely large enough to cover the reflection of his face, but the cool glass clung to his fingers as if it had been waiting for him, and suddenly the room he saw in the mirror